Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more about healthcare policy than Galen. The Institute does, led by our fearless leader, Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie, you're going to testify before the House Ways and Means Committee later this week on Obamacare, on the impact of Obamacare on businesses. And I want to wrap up what you were saying a minute ago, but I want to make sure we leave plenty of time for the report on small businesses. The point I was making about they don't have control over everything is they can't compel insurance companies to do any. I mean, they have some control over them, but did they know? I don't think they knew that they were going to have that many cancellations, did they?
Yes, they did, and we have found it's in the Federal Register. There, and I quote this.
So that compounds the lie of you can keep your policy.
They knew that their estimate was that 80% of small businesses would not have grandfathered plans, and that people would lose those policies and be forced into more expensive policies. They knew this in June.
Not only did they know it was likely to happen, they knew that the law was structured to make it happen.
Yes, that's exactly right. But Jim, I just have this issue about what people can or cannot do. Insurance companies, they're being forced to cancel policies that people have bought, paid for, keeping them in some cases alive. They're being forced to cancel these policies because they do not comply with all of Obamacare's rules and mandates. And yes, they could say, okay, we're now going to sell you a high deductible plan with minimal benefits, but if the person buys it, they're then in violation, and they have to pay a fine. I mean, they get you everywhere going. And one of the things that doctors are most worried about is that they will be forced to take patients that pay them maybe less than their cost of treating them. And if they don't do it, they're going to lose their state licenses.
Wow.
This, their compulsion.
This is a revolution.
Coming at us from every
This is a revolution in the making. But I want to get to the small business part. Recently, just last week, I guess it was, the administration made a decision about pushing off the small business access to the website. Is that right?
There's a special exchange system. Website system for small businesses to allow small businesses to pool together to be able to have more choices of health plans. This is a good idea. Well, the administration
wasn't this what we tried to do back in 2005 and 2006 with the NC bill?
To some extent, Utah has done this to try to create a marketplace where small businesses, instead of just going from insurance company to insurance company, would have an array of choices. Well, the administration can't get its act together, and it's delayed this so-called shop exchange, small business health options plan. They've delayed this for a year until November of 2014 before that website is even going to be open.
Wow. Four years? Did you say four years?
No,
for a year.
For a year.
Oh, you scared me. I thought it was just a year.
For a year. 2014.
Right.
And
so what are small business owners supposed to do in the meantime?
Well, they've got to do what they always did. They've got to go to their poor, beleaguered brokers who are doing their best to try to figure out how to comply. And they're going to go to the same brokers they did before. But if they didn't have grandfathered plans, which means no changes were made for the last 4 years, then they have to find a plan that forces them to jump through all of Obamacare.
And if I had to do that now, and I've said this before, but I want to say it again, I am grandfathered, thank God, and we'll knock wood. But if I were not grandfathered, I went to see what would be available for me, and even the base policy would double my premiums, double my deductibility, and the major medical would only be 70%, not 100%.
Yeah.
It would not be an acceptable plan. I would rather have no plan as to pay that kind of money. As a healthy person, I would rather put my money and become self-insured.
Jim, Jim, these plans on the exchanges are awful coverage. And the president
they are awful.
Talking about plans that people have now as bad apples and junk and substandard.
Substandard, that's the word. And I'll tell you, that insults me, Grace. This is not just something I'm disappointed about. They've insulted me by calling my plan that I had built into my own financial plan and as an acceptable risk. My plan was substandard, so that means that I'm not capable of managing my own affairs? Is that what they're saying?
And it's really the hubris of this whole lot, Jim. They think that you don't know what you need, that only they do.
Yeah.
They know what benefits you need. They know how much of your income you can afford to spend for this. And they don't trust you, and they are insulting us in saying that we don't know by calling all these plans. Calling all these plans, all these names.
Well, so small business owners are going to have to just, if they weren't grandfathered, do we have any idea how many small businesses fit into this category?
They believe with the small businesses, individuals, a probably single digit number of percentage of people are actually going to be grandfathered. It means you can't even have changed your co-payment by $5 over the last 4 years.
Grace Marie, do you know, and I know you know this, this is rhetorical, how many small businesses live on the capitalization knife's edge?
And
this kind of an increase, never mind their employees, just for the owners, the kind of an increase that I'm talking about, that I saw, could cause some people just to close it up and go home.
There are many small businesses that told me that just the fine costs more than their profit margin.
Wow. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that 100%. That's a fact, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, how much of this did they really know? And is this all part of the plan? Tin Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.